Begin the Karan Dav, Masech the Shabbos, Dav Tzadi, Gimel, we begin on the base. Begin with Tezdi Mazel, begin with the Gemara, Shemeshenes Hasus Al Yodav. Because the horse leans on its foreleg. Tezdi can explain. Rishi does not disagree on the halacha of, as we'll see in Tezis, regarding if the one tal is beneath 2 feet. And this is just going to explain that why is there a papi proves from Abiyasi and not from the words of the Rabban. Which is more broad that even though things that have 4 legs and there's a talus beneath each one, that the Zav is not going to contaminate Bemedris, but Abiyasi holds by the horse, it will be the Tami beneath his hands. And that is if the Zav is on top of it, the talus beneath it will be Metame, because the primary leaning of the horse is on its 4 legs. And therefore, it will have a Tumas Medrash on those Talises. Talises brings the Hachi Tznam on Masech Dezavim Perek Dal. And this is how we learn the Mishnah in Masech Dezavim. It says, Hayirechav Gav Behema, if someone's riding on an animal, the Arba Talis, Tachal Dragal Behema, there's 4 cloaks beneath the legs of the animal, so Tahiris. So as we say in the race over here, they're going to be Tar. Neshechel Laman Al Shosh, because it could stand on 3 legs. So each one, you could say, that's unnecessary. So it's the one the Mesaye in B'mamish. Let's say there was 1 cloak beneath 2 of the 4 legs, or takash ner glaim, or between the 2 hind legs, or takash yad regel, or beneath 1 foreleg and 1 hind leg. So then tameya, then that shawl will become tameya. And then the coach Rabbi, he says asus matam biyada b'chula, that the horse is going to contaminate what's underneath its 4 legs. So manir the reader appears to the reader Rabbi Yisi lepol gel arisha, where Rabbi Yisi disagrees only with the first case. What we quote here in our circuit, that according to the Kama, there's no difference between a horse or any other types of animals, and under any one underneath their feet is going to be tar. Then Rabbi comes to disagree, and he holds that what's beneath its 4 leg is going to be tame, because the primary leaning of the horse is on its 4 legs. I will save it to Ketanah, regarding the save of that Mishnah, which says, regarding if there's 1 talus, tachash deraglayim, beneath, that 1 talus is underneath those 2 hind legs, or those other cases, tameya, regarding that, there's going to be tame. That's just Tezle Poly that Rabbi does not disagree with it. And because the Avagav, the Mishnah says, so the other, because even though we said the main and strength of the horse on its 4 legs, so why am I saying, says Taitis, that if this 1 talus beneath both of its hind legs, that's going to become tummy? It says, Dabba Pashur, it's obvious the Balish Te Ragab without its 2 hind legs, Laha Yochalam, it couldn't stand. So as much as it's putting all its energy on its front legs, if 1 talus underneath both of its hind legs, it for sure would also be tummy. Tzadik HaDin says, Kashlu, it's difficult to the read. Ma rora papi lahevi misefu. Why did he bring a raya? From the Sefer to prove the Messiah Ein B'mamish, from Rabbi Yisi, well, Maisim Mirishim Messiah to Rabban, why did he bring a raya from the beginning of that Mishnah, from the words Rabbanon, which they said that because since it could stand on 3 legs, the Olga Mitar, that's because each one is obviously the 4th one, Messiah Ein B'mamish, Kedai Shalel. Like Akira Zid brings this from the Reisha. So then read the research, because the Mishum de Reisha Ekel Etchi, it's because from the Reisha we could reject the Kedabar Lameim Le'el, like the Gemara wanted to say previously. Shani Hochadok Le'Gamri, no, here it's different, because it totally picks up the legs, not even Messiah at all. But Rabbi Yisi, Lekel Amitchel Detam Mishum De'Akr, but regarding Rabbi Yisi's statement, you can't say at all that to reject the Raya and say because, oh, it's totally lifted up, it's not even Messiah. Now, Kochach, Nehem Ken, that would be the case, that we're saying that the 2 hind legs are totally up, then then it wouldn't even be able to Metama even by front legs, could have sheeted Nami the Akulahu. Because then it's obvious that the hand is up. And you could say that it didn't help at all for the carrying of the Zab. Obviously, the reason we couldn't see Ambe Mamish, then Rabbi Papi brings a Raya from the words of Rabbi Yasi. Tunek says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, V'yochel Lamar al Ragloi Achas Abedosik Sher. Could stand on 1 foot. So then his avodah, the claim that he's doing his kasha. If not, psul, it's going to be possible. Text can explain, cannot prove from here regarding the doubt that's brought elsewhere regarding min b'mina and min she'enimina regarding if it's a chatzitza. Which we had this regarding the coin, the zabayda is supposed to be straight on the floor. And we said if 1 foot is on the stone, depends if you would remove it, if he would fall or not, if he's putting his energy on that or not. So Taisa says, here you cannot prove the min b'mina chaitzis, that when it's the same type, it's going to be interposition because the evan of min haritzpa, the stone that's quote unquote the chatzitza between him and the floor, is also, that's also made out of stone. And also, you can't say also that regarding when there's different types, it's going to be chaitzis because the kli in min haritzpa, the vessel's not from the same type of the ritzpa, and we see that it's a chatzitza. Because Taisa says, it's actually asked as a question, the Gemara Yumin of Not Chesim and Alf. We have the question regarding the best of what grows on the vine of a palm tree. If you put that inside the bowl, the kibble vice is, I mean, you accept the blood inside of it. So the Gemara has a question, is that going to be chatzitza or not? So we see that it's the Gemara's question. Why can't you prove it from our sugya? And that's what it says, because the reason why it's different, because over there, that palm vest, the kohen is sure nullifying it into the bowl, and therefore we have a question. Okay, maybe it's not really chatzitza. Aber kliva eben lemevatle, but regarding a vessel or a stone, they're not nullifying it. Why wouldn't you nullify the stone? The floor that's always made of stone anyway, because the eben did kolam b'harachim sham. Because even when you're walking, you don't want to trip on that stone. So that's why it was obvious that the cleaned eben is going to be chatzitza. But it could still be that the case that's discussed over there regarding the sieve that maybe would not be chatzitza there, but it's not a right to that sugya over there. The master said, if that's each one on their own could do it. So that was the chiddush of Reb Meir, that he was the most stringent of the whole, and he holds Mechayv, even if each one could do it on their own. And then he boiled the following question, where they wanted to know what would be the halacha regarding that liability. Which Taisa brings actually the Gisra being the Chananel, that the question is actually not in Reb Meir. But then Taisa explains the gears that we have according to Reb Meir. That is, the Gemara brought Reb Meir holds when two people do the malacha, even if they could do it on their own, he still holds that's not going to be a patur. You can be chayiv. But the Gemara's doubt is okay. But do you need to have a shear for each one individually? Is that, in other words, or is it one shear enough for them all? Is it like multiplying or is it dividing? So Taisa is bothered. Tim l'rach. The Rabbi Nachanal wonders that my boy Lani was Reb Meir. Why would the Gemara ask this question, which is a general question according to Reb Meir? You could ask it in the equivalent of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who holds, yeah, Zayach, Zayach, they're going to be potter. They could ask when each one of their own cannot do it, which according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayiv, and then the question is, okay, but now since you have two people, do you need a separate shiva each one, or one for them all? Because the Kamas and the Kamas say, our Mishnah anonymously is like him, why would we ask it in an opinion that we don't hold according to the halacha? So therefore, he says, "Veneer the gears to do toys." The gears that we have in our Gemara is erroneous, is mistaken, because he then read the text says, "Amar the master says, 'Ze in the yochah, but ze in the yochah.' It's going to be Yehuda, and that the question is that we're going to say shlemish to do. In that case, would be chayiv. Question is, do you need to have a shir lechol echad veechad or shir echad lekula? But on that, by Marie, the Rishi says, no, the ain limcha kasvar mishum ze. This is not a reason to delete the text as we have in our Gemara, and he actually explains." Yeah, he answered the question. Why don't we say in Rabbi Yehuda when each one cannot do it on their own? Do you need shir echad lekulon or shir lekol echad veechad? Very simply, he says, "Mishum de'ein regilish ben yochad." It's not such a common case to ask this as a question when each one cannot do it on their own. Shlo yehi b'shir lekol echad, that it won't have a shir for each one. You're carrying out a little bilkala. If you're saying for the food item, it's gregis lekol echad veechad. It's mistabe that if one person could carry out, if he's telling you can't carry it, must be already that it has shir lekol echad veechad. And therefore, we prefer to ask it when ze yachal, the ze yachal, not the case of ze eni yachal, but ze eni yachal. Then Taisa continues and he says, so since we said it's not logical to ask it with such a small amount, so therefore, the asked it by ze yachal, but ze yachal, according to Reb Meir, to say that what's going to be the halach in that case. But while gives us rach koshlery, now actually, on the text of the Rin Chananel, that he wants to say ze eni yachal, but ze eni yachal, so the Re is bothered. Because the man de Bayashir Lazel Lazer, the Gemara ultimately brings that to Machlek Samira. So according to the one that says that yes, you need to have a separate share for each one that is going to be liable, how could he even say that? How could he entertain to say that opinion? Atu Mila Shmile Masnid the Maisim Basamak, doesn't he know which the Gemara brings as a raya, a Mishnah that the Gemara is going to bring later, let's say one person cannot close the door, Benovishnaim, and two people close the door, that Chayov Nadugin Michayev, because of Tzeda. So what do you mean? The Gemara actually means a different case, but regarding the Shir Echad Lekulam, regarding Tzad Tzvi, we say in the Mishnah that if you can't do it on your own, two do it, they can be chayiv. But there is one deer, Shir Echad Lekulam. So how could you be entertained to say that you need a Shir Lekul Echad? Now, as Taisa explains, I'm like, Yusas, from the Pligi Bezeyach Bezeyach, according to Argus Tois, that the Machlekes is regarding the case of a mayor, where each one their own could do it. Second, maybe you could say, the Be'ein Yachal Maidu Kul the Shir Echad Lekulam. You're right, when you cannot do it, like which is that case of that Mishnah, then yes, they all agree that then one shear would be enough in the mole. And there was not difficult from that Mishnah, because that's talking about each one cannot close it. Oman, the Maisi, Siyata Mitzvi, Shenichnes Labais, and the one who brings a riot from this case in the Mishnah, that from the din that goes into the house, he does not seem to think that's significant to differentiate if you could or you can. And he holds it, just like when you cannot, it's enough with Shelech HaKulam, so too would be, that even when you can't and could would be the same thing. But one thing is, but at least we would be able to understand that man da amma. But I mean, however, the gears is rach. The Taz says what you could say according to the gears of Rabbi Chananel. Iklamen, you could say the man da boy is shilakol echad. The one who holds that you need to have a separate shiva for each and every one. You mean he's going to tell you that tzvi shenichnas lav dafke echad. He has to say that the deer that went in does not really mean one. And the claim of Shai means rather that there's two deer, just doesn't mention it, and therefore you'll have shilakol echad echad. So this brought the Rabbeinu Chanan had the gear, so that the Gemara's question is Bazeh Eniyach, Bazeh Eniyach, which is going according to Yehuda. But and that's going to be the case when you're going to be chayav. But to re-explain the gears of our text, that the reason why we have the suffix specific according to a mayor, by Zeyachal Bezeyachal, and not by Zeyachal Bezeyachal according to Yehuda, because that wouldn't be the norm that to have a Zeyachal Bezeyachal, that you don't have a Shilakal Achat, so anyone's going to have it. Therefore, they prefer to ask it according to me, even though it's not according to the Stam of our Mishnah. Shaykh says the Master begins words of Gemara, Vamai, but why? Leboyashir to be Chabachulu. Shaykh's going to explain that. What's with the first half of the case regarding the Geneva? That there also doesn't have a Shila Kol Echad Echad. So that says Taisis, Ab Megun Vudereja, regarding the first half, which is the stealing part, that Limassal Nifl, that the Gemara cannot have asked, according to the one that says, ah, you need a Shila Kol Echad, ah, you have only Shech Lekulam, because the Hasm Leibar Yashir, there's no measurement for the liability of Geneva, because that Tashlumi Kevel Nayib, Chodav Vakoshu, to be liable for theft before you slaughter or sell, which is Dalva Hay, that could be even a minute amount, and that you do have with two people. And therefore, the Gemara's question was specifically from the halach of Dal Vehe. Ketanek says the Master begins with the Gemara, Dilma de Ispeke de Lerg Meapala Zevachulu. Maybe that's what I mean. Maybe you do have enough for each one. Taisa will explain that, but why didn't they say it in the halach of Stam Kan? Meaning, the Gemara wanted to prove that you don't need to have a Shir L'Kal Echad. From the Bryce that says that if two people take out the weaver's reed, so then he's going to be chayv. Even though you don't have a Shir, you only have one reed. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's talking about that there's enough to weave a towel for this one, tough to towel this one from the thread that's in that weaver's reed. But then he says, if that's the case, it's telling you that you have shila kol echad, so then v'hadulay not could come to the almond, then why doesn't it just talk about a regular reed that has enough to cook? Why do you have to pick specifically a weaver's reed? It has enough to cook this one egg and this one egg. So Taisa no lash means come and tell this idea. The avigav dein regilis lerik shem apis b'kon echad, even though it's not norm to weave two towels from one reed with the thread inside of it. But if yes, shir leg mapalazel, but that's what the price comes out. If you do have enough for each one, then chayv k'michayv. But again, it's not because of this halacha of that shirach lekulam. Could be you have shir lekulach v'echad. But the chiddush is that even though it's not the regular, that you would be chayv when both of them carried out together. Ketanek says the matter begins with the Gemara. Ela emer rather say Tanakam ol tchayavin. Reb Shimon paid to Reb Shimon says you give me exempt, which Tais comes to explain. But now that what do we have to explain the case is Makana covet is by heavy reed, where if it's heavy, then it's like that each one on their own cannot do it. Now we could understand the machlek is here. B'shimon holds yipata because he always holds yipata b'shem shazu. The Tanakamo, who we can presume is Rabbi Yehuda, is going to hold that you're going to be chayiv again the way the brace was ultimately amended, because he holds b'zeinayochel. So you have to say obviously we're talking about a very heavy reed, because if we're zeyochel b'zeyochel, he would also hold that you're going to be pater. So we're saying chayiv must be a heavy one where that's the en yoch b'den yochel, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Kinnunek says the Matzah begins with the Gemara, Sheshagag la'eichlin. Oh, what you could say is talking about where he was in error regarding the food items, the hizid al-kli, and he was delivered regarding the vessel, which actually this taste is, as the Gilin bring, belongs on the next daf. But taste comes to explain what is exactly the liability on the food and what's the liability on the vessel, because we learned in the Braisa that someone takes out a food item that has a requisite shir for itzah and Shabbos in a vessel, so you can be chayiv on the food items, but you can be potter on the kli. But let's say he also needed the kli, so you can have also on the kli. So the Gemara says, well, how could that be? It's not better than shnei chaylev zesim behelam echad, shnei zesim chaylev behelam echad, it should be potter. So Shay says, what we're talking about is that where he was in error regarding the food, and he deliberate regarding the vessel. So Shay says, what does that mean? So b'chayim al kli, when it says in the Braisa, you're liable on the vessel, hainu skila, that's the death penalty for doing it b'mezid, and they thought this is on the shagig. So it's not two chatois and one halamach, it's only one, and the other one gets skila. That's how Kapir Shash HaRashi explains it. But Rabbeinu Shmuel Kashaloi, lo'ukum b'braisa b'chiv skila. He finds it difficult to explain the Braisa, the way we're amending it, so to speak, according to this interpretation, that the liability on the kli means the punishment of the death penalty of skila. Because the b'chol duchter, whenever we mention chayiv, generally means ayir b'chiv chatzis, means liability b'chatzis. So he mends the text to say kagun sheshogeg al kli, where he's in error regarding the vessel. The hisav al oichel, and he's deliberate regarding the food items, and the lo hisuboy, and he was not warned. Ah, the lekab oichel lo skila b'chatzis, where he doesn't get regarding the food item, not skila and not chatzis, v'al kli chayiv chatzis. You're right, the chiyuv of the kli is on the shagig of chatas, but whereas the food item that he did deliberately, so therefore he doesn't get any punishment over there because he wasn't warned. So therefore he's not getting any liability. Therefore that's the case that we're saying that on the klig and chayv chatas. Problem is, main yelurid that does not seem to be correct to the read. Loy perish hakunches, loy perish rashba, because the kishahizid be echad automatically, if you're deliberate in any one of these two, whether the food or whether the bowl, they cannot be that the other one that you're doing by mistake, you should be chayv chatos. Why not? Why not the other one you were shagah? Because the loy shav midi asihu. As the Gemara elsewhere brings, you have to be chayv chatos, that had I known, I would not have done it, I would have stopped. And okay, now that I didn't know, she bring a kamachatas. Here is not shav midiyasi. Kibush hezik beachem. And since at the same time he was doing deliberately with the same halacha, obviously if he had known he wouldn't stop because he didn't stop. So even though in that element he was shagag, so you can't say on the other one you can bring kibachatas. So in here it seems the hashda the muki behizim uklim that actually now the Rav Sheshet is explaining that regarding the vessel he did it deliberately. Iri hakol in iskila. Actually, the whole brice is talking about regarding the liability of iskila. Both the brice and the brice, since I have to explain the brice. Hamoiti oichel mikashir b'kli, you take out the requisite shear of itzal for food items in a vessel, chayiv skila loichel, when the liability on the food items means skila. Could go and shehisu by loichel. Like, for example, he was warned regarding the food items. Upat ala kli, and then the brice says, but you exempt on the kli, im hisru by mishum kli, if they warned him regarding the vessel, then he's going to be exempt on that. Because, like we said, that's secondary to the food items. Now, but then if he needed the vessel, chayiv skila to be liable for skila, what does this mean? You can't get two times skila. It means avin hisru by mishum kli. Also, if let's say the one thing that David did warn him was not on the food, but rather on the vessel, then he'll get skila because of the vessel, because that he was warned and he did it liberate too. Well, parcha, that's what the Gemara asked. But how could you say this interpretation? But afal kli tani. But it says also on the vessel. Meaning mashma the chayiv shtayim. Sounds like you get two liabilities. But the way we're describing the case, you only get one liability. Never, that was the Gemara's question on this interpretation of Rav Sheshet. So there's a broad rash interpretation that it means that he was in error regarding the food items, and that's why he chayv chatos. He was deliberately going to take out the kli, and that's why he's going to get skila on taking out the vessel. But Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, he explained that you were shogeg regarding the kli, you made it regarding the eichel, and it's talking about where they didn't warn him, and therefore the food items not going to be chayv, not skila, not chatos, and the kli is going to be chayv chatos. They re-explained that this that we learned that he's going to be chayv also on the vessel means to say that even if they warn him while he's carrying out these two items on the vessel, that case where he needs the vessel, he's going to be chayv skila because they warned him, he's doing it deliberately. Like the same when had they warned him regarding the food, they'd be chayv skila also over here. That's the big one asked that when I mean, aft sounds like you're getting both. And according to this, you're only getting one of them.